Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, with special support from Bankers Title. We bring you these acoustic sessions, handling your commercial and residential closings. You can call Carol Butler at 409-7614, Bankers Title, Integrity, Security, and Excellence. And also with support from the Chrism, from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just look for their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. Joining me here in the studio this morning, Mr. Jim Masters, up here from Chesapeake. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing some of your Sunday with us. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Well, a songwriter I admire and known him for probably the last maybe 15 years or so is Tim O'Brien.
Oh, yeah.
And so I like to do a cover of his song, Another Day.
Oh, okay.
And, this kind of relates to where I'm at in life. I'm at an age right now, I'm looking back on what I've done and where I'm going and how much I got left.
Yeah, I understand. I'm there with you, man. I'm there with you. Okay, here's Jim Masters here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Sweat and toil, pushing muscle and elbow oil. Can't lay too long in the shade, 'cause every day must be remade. Some days you fall, some days you fly. In the end, we all must die. Rotting flesh and broken bone. Oh, feed the ground we call home. Feed the ground we call home. And a new sprout grows from a fallen tree. And my sons will go on after me. Lift your heart, dry your eyes. It's another day to live or die, just another day to live or die. Well, I run naked in the wild. I've seen the beauty of a newborn child, like the alchemists of old. Well, I try to spend my strong gold. Sometimes a giver, most times a thief. So full of hope, but prone to grief. Between freedom and despair, I know the truth and it's lying there. I've seen the truth and it's lying there. And a new sprout grows from a fallen tree. And this world will go on after me. Lift your heart, dry your eyes. It's another day to live or die. Just another day to live or die. Miles to go and a world to see. My life's been long, full and good, and I've run this race the best I could. Well, it's a short time here and a long apart. And the same song rings in both our hearts. Take my guitar when I'm gone. Write your own rhymes and pass it on. Just take a hit, pass it on. And a new sprout grows from a fallen tree. And this song will go on after me. Lift your heart, try your eyes. It's another day to live or die. Just another day to live or die. Just another day.
Yeah. Right. Jim Masters here on Hunter at Sunrise. Wow, that was good. I'm a big Tim O'Brien fan too.
Yeah, I tell you what, he is a phenomenal musician and quite a songwriter as well.
I wish I could have gotten him to come here once upon a time. I'm sure he's been here before, but I wanted him to play in Town Point Park, and something just didn't come together. But it would have been a really good concert, I think. He's really one of our better singer-songwriters in this land, and not very many people know it, it seems. But
yeah, I met him probably like 15 years ago. We went to Merlefest, and he was unbelievable. You know, he was just a very nice guy, and I told him that I was covering a couple of his songs when I'm playing out, and mm-hmm. He says, "You are?" And I said, "Yeah, well, we kind of got a little Southern rock band I'm doing a little bit of." He kind of stepped back and said, "Southern rock?"
So you've met him, huh?
I have met him, and I've met him a couple times, and I think he's been to town, and I've missed him every time he's come here. I just would really like to see him. I'm a big fan of him and Daryl Scott.
Oh, yeah. So. Daryl Scott was here not too long ago, about a year ago, I think. Didn't he play Zyders, I believe, maybe?
Yes.
I think. I heard that was a really good show, too. I wish I could have been there.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me about you. How long have you lived here in the area? Did you grow up here? Or?
For the most part, I was born, get my age away here, 1953.
Oh, my.
And my dad was in the Navy. Mm-hmm. And so we moved every city in Tidewater. He was renting houses and doing work around the area here. Mm-hmm. And so I'm living now in Chesapeake, but I've lived in Portsmouth and Suffolk and Virginia Beach and Norfolk. I grew up behind Southern Shopping Center. So,
wow.
But
so do you do this full time?
I do now. I retired in 2010. Mm-hmm. I've been playing music since about 12, but I never played out to about 94 when my kids grew up and moved out. That's when I decided to start playing a little bit out in public, you know, so I'm still a newbie. I'm learning how to be a solo artist. This was supposed to be an experiment. I was going to do this for 1 year. I'm in my seventh year now, I think. I think I end up enjoying it, so I just keep doing it.
So when did you start writing songs? Because I know you've written a passel of them.
Yeah, I started writing, I guess, probably 96, 97, something like that. I started writing songs.
Yeah. So where do you play usually? Do you have a particular place or a couple of places where you play where people can catch you?
Yeah, this coming week I'll be at the Hilton Tavern Brewery there over in Warwick Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And I'll be there for the tap takeover on Wednesday. And then Thursday night I'll be back at Dock of the Bay on Carrollton.
Oh, wow.
And then back Friday at the Hilton Brewery again. And I play there, and I play at Surrey Seafood and several areas around. I try to get these early jobs. I like to get to bed early, so 7 to 10 is what I'm looking for.
You don't. It's hard to believe how much you and I are alike, Jim.
Yeah, unfortunately, I really want to go out and see a lot of my friends, but once I get home and eat dinner and watch the news, I'm asleep. You know.
Yeah, yeah. What else would you like to play for us here? We're talking with Jim Masters here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Well, in 2013, I put out a CD called Next Train. I thought I'd do the title track to that.
Next Train.
Next Train.
Here's Jim Masters here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Sitting at a small cafe table, gently took me by the hand. She said, "You know I'll always love you. Honey, I hope you understand. I can't give you what you want,
I can't give you what you need. And you're asking me if I'll settle down. That's a promise I don't think I could keep. So I'm leaving on the next train, heading out of town. I don't have a destination, I don't care where it's bound. One thing's for certain, you know my freedom's what I need. But no matter where I go in my heart, you'll always be. Well, she said goodbye and she kissed my cheek. And I took another drink of wine. And I sat and watched that old candle burn while her cap slowly faded out of sight. Now when I got home, you know I packed my bags. Perfume lingered in the air. There's no need for me just to hang around. With her gone, you know there's nothing for me here. So I'm leaving on the next train, heading out of town. I don't have a destination, one thing's for certain, you know my freedom, what I need. So no matter where I go in my heart, you'll always be. Well, I know I'm not the first one she'd known love before, but I thought I'd be the last one till she walked out the door. Now I'm leaving on the next train, heading out of town. I don't have a destination, I don't care where it's bound. One thing's for certain, you know her freedom's what she needs. But no matter where I go in my heart, she'll always be. I said no matter where I go in my heart, always be. I said no matter where I go in my heart, she'll always be.
Jim Masters here on Hunter at Sunrise. And, man, you remind me of someone, and I can't remember, but you really love music, I can tell, because you've listed so many influences on your Facebook page. Why don't you tell us some of them?
Well, I'll tell you, I grew up, my dad was into bluegrass and gospel music, so I was listening to Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and all those guys from back in the early 50s and 60s, and then as I grew up a little bit more, I was into Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin and running away from all that.
Yeah.
And we did a little garage band things here and there, but not a whole lot of playing out. But I love listening to all kind of music. John Denver, James Taylor, you name it. I liked all the folk rock and that kind of thing. And I moved back to rock and roll a little bit, and then gave up on rock and roll. And I had to stop doing a whole lot of that because I had kids and family, so I didn't
They don't rock and roll.
They didn't rock and roll. But I went back to it, and it's amazing how you full circle. I went all the way around, and I'm really into bluegrass and roots music, and I really love songs like Tim O'Brien writes and Daryl Scott and all the contemporary artists that are out there right now.
Well, yeah, I like that you list some of the oldies, though. Merle Haggard, Hank Williams, Bill Monroe, Earl Scruggs. Yeah, you know, these are like icons of bluegrass music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I listened to all of them. I enjoyed them all. I mean, you take Merle Haggard. The guy was in prison. He sewed his own clothes, came out, wrote some fantastic songs. Mm-hmm. And I saw him the year before he passed away. Mm-hmm. And he's just a consummate performer, too.
I actually saw him myself, too. He had this cowboy hat on that just wouldn't wouldn't quit. It was great.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was quite a gentleman there too. Well, what else would you like to play for us? We're talking with Jim Masters here on Hunter at Sunrise. He's come up here from Chesapeake to be with us here. What else would you like to play?
Well, when I first brought my CD out, I had the very fortunate opportunity to play the Stockley Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And after I did it, they asked me to play at one of their banquets celebrating their 30th or 34th year, whatever. I can't remember the date. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
Anyway, I was looking for a theme that fit what they did, and I couldn't find any song that was already out there, so I wrote this song. This is the only song, believe it or not, I wrote in 15 minutes. And it took longer than that to really perfect it. But anyway, it's called Helping Hands, and that's what I like to do.
Excellent. Here's Jim Masters here on Hunter at Sunrise.
All in this race trying to get it done. Don't forget we're not the only ones. Take a little time and let your neighbor know there's a helping hand for him to hold, for him to hold, for him to hold. Oh yeah. A helping hand is all we need. A little bit kindness for those in need. Compassion and patience goes a long, long way. Reach out your hand, help someone today. Reach out your hand and you feel it too. And you'll be blessed for all the things you do. A helping hand is all we need to get through. A helping hand is all we need. A little bit of kindness for those in need. Compassion and patience goes a long, long way. So reach out your hand, help someone today. Reach out your hand and you feel it too. And you'll be blessed for all the things you do. A helping hand is all we need to get through. A helping hand is all we need. Get through.
Yeah. Jim Masters here on Hunter at Sunrise. Man, that is just so true, you know? Yeah. We really needed that song today, Jim, I think, you know?
I think so. Even though I wrote it for a different purpose, I think we could sure be a lot kinder, gentler, more civil to each other right now.
And that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure. You know, I really appreciate you doing this today. Now, you're going to be at the Hilton Tavern when again?
On Wednesday, this coming Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then I'll be at Dock of the Bay on Thursday, and then back at the Hilton again on Friday night.
Well, excellent. Well, you'll have to invite everybody out. Come and see Jim Masters this week, and check him out.
Well, I appreciate it. If you don't mind me, Hunter, my website is jimmastersmusic.com.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get me on Facebook, Jim Masters Music page, and you can see my schedule. I post all my dates on there.
Excellent.